Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And the topic I'd like to talk to you all about today is, are you making use of depreciation reports when investing? This is podcast number 69. Before I get into that, just a disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Please ensure that you get your own independent advice when investing. So on to this topic, about depreciation reports. I actually spent some time today at an accounting business expo in the city of Sydney, and over at the convention center they had a lot of different displays and speaking to a lot of different people about accounting and software, and also in relation to depreciation reports. Someone who I have encountered previously and worked with previously on depreciation report has actually provided some guidance, some thought processes behind what is going on since the changes have occurred over 2 years ago in the marketplace for depreciation, because the laws did change. From the budget back in the 9th of May 2017, they elected, the government at the time, elected to actually change the rulings so that full depreciation that was previously being able to tax deduct has not been able to do that in future from that date onwards if you were to purchase any property. All the existing properties can be grandfathered, meaning if you had a depreciation report already in place and you bought that property already in place prior to the 9th of May, then and you had a rental in that property from that date prior to the 9th of May, then you could actually claim that depreciation in full. But as it turns out, they changed the laws and they've put in place some new legislation. So that's what I thought I'd speak to you about today. And to get a further insight from Mike Mortlock, who runs MCG Quantity Surveyors, you can actually go to my Facebook page, Luke Moroney, and actually get a little bit more insight around this particular topic of depreciation reports, where I interviewed Mike about his thoughts, his processes and what he does, and some basic and simple steps to do it. But I'm going to go through some high-level thoughts and what he discussed with me today and to talk to you about on this particular podcast. So my first thought that was shared from Mike was, how old is the property? So that firstly needs to be assessed. If you're in a position buying a brand new property, you can be able to claim that full depreciation for all plant and equipment and all building the structure of it. What the big thought is of buildings that are established, so that are not brand new, that are a little bit older, that if you've bought that and it was built prior to 1987, you've got to really take into consideration if it is worthwhile to do that depreciation report. Is it worth the money to spend that, to get the report done and depreciate those assets that you have on the property? So basically what Mike was saying is that 1987 is kind of like the time, or the as a basic estimated time that you really want to keep in mind for the properties that are established. So if it's built prior and it remains existing and there's not been any major renovations being done, then it's probably not in your best interest to get a depreciation report, because you're outweighing that money, outlaying, I should say, that money for not much in return that you're going to receive. And you, if you do sell it down the track, obviously the depreciation report tax deductions come into your capital gain of that, come in with that capital gain adjusted for that property. So this is obviously, you need to get some accounting advice around this to make sure that you're in the best place to make the right decisions. And you can get your properties assessed by a quantity surveyor to give you an overlying idea whether it's important to go ahead with this depreciation report or it's probably not in your best financial interest to go ahead with the report. And most quantity surveyors will put you in this position to review that potential. And if you do want that link to Mike to review that for you, I'm happy to pass that on. So please get in contact with me. So 1987 is kind of like the deadline that you want to be focused on when it comes to depreciation reports. My second point is, Once you purchase that property, are you in a situation where you're going to put a renovation on that property of in excess of $40,000? And if you are, then you'll probably want to get a quantity surveyor to review the potential of doing a depreciation report on those items. Now, if your costs are less than that $40,000, you may want to pass on all the receipts and the invoices to your accountant for them to maybe look at depreciating those particular items. If it's in excess of $40,000, you might be in your best interest to get a report. Again, go back to your quantity surveyors, those people that do those depreciation reports, and get them to advise you on the best way forward for this particular property. But my sense in what Mike has instructed, you know, for me, and in cases that we're buying some of these older established property, $40,000 at least is being a minimum of where depreciation will probably work best. Now, it'll depend on what you put in and all the dynamics around the renovation that you did. So it's important, if it's around that figure, probably get it assessed by a quantity surveyor whether it's viable to do the depreciation report or not. My third particular point is, has there been an extensive renovation in the past, you know, 20 years or so, or even longer, in terms of that property? So has there been $100,000 or $200,000 put into that property that maybe in a sense that can be put forward to doing a depreciation report on? So if there has, you may want to look at the opportunity to actually do those reports if there has been an excessive amount of money spent on that to gut that property out, put new carpets, paint, maybe even knock down walls in certain situations or put up walls. Maybe there's been a whole restoration done on the roof. Maybe there's just been a whole new deck out the back of the house. If there's been a number of different things happen and you do know when you're buying that house there's a major renovation that has occurred, then maybe you'll think about the potential for that property to be assigned a depreciation report. So, and I guess the thinking behind that particular item is that you might be able to claim the 2.5% per year, which is approximately about 80% of those renovation costs. So you got to really look closely at the viability of it. And obviously you want to get to a point where if you know those certain things about the property you're purchasing, you can get a little bit better idea on whether you're actually going to go ahead with a report or not. So be prepared with that sort of information for the quantity surveyor so they're armed with the information to make a decision one way or the other for you. So you might be in a situation of actually asking a number of quantity surveyors for their opinion. But remember, you know, you may get different opinions from different people. They are in a position where they are obviously wanting to do the report, and are they going to really, you've got to really consider as well, them having your best interest in mind as well. So think about those three key things when it comes to your depreciation report. So if you're going to go ahead, obviously with new properties, it's highly viable for you to do a depreciation report in the thoughts that I would think about if I was the investor buying that particular property. When it comes to older properties, you want to think about that mark of 1987. If it was built before then, you may reconsider. If it was built after that time, the chances are it would be a good idea to do that depreciation report. Number two that I mentioned is about, have you put a renovation on the property more than $40,000? And the second one has, and third point is around, has there been an extensive renovation done on that property in the past and put you in a position where you might be able to claim at least 80% of the, or approximately, I should say, 80% of those renovation costs that have been done in the past? So take that all into consideration when you're thinking about depreciation reports. I continue to learn and grow through the process of doing property, and it's really interesting to tap into the experts like I did with Mike from MCG Quantity Surveys. So look him up. If you want to get in touch with him, I'm happy to discuss that with you, my experience in talking to him. Obviously, as I mentioned, Facebook, I did an interview with him. You can go and get an idea of what he's like and who he is by going to that Facebook post interview that I did with Mike earlier today. So look forward to chatting about this particular topic or anything when it comes to your own property investing. My name is Luke Moroney, and do give me a call if you want to chat about anything regards property investing. My number is 0400-332-377, and thank you for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.